and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card.
Powered by H&L Chevrolet in Darien.
On Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this past week. Alicia, what is new and exciting?
Warmth, Anna. Warm weather.
I know. I'm, like, almost nervous because I don't want to blow it because I know it's only going to be for today and tomorrow, and then it's going to start getting cold again. So I'm, like, panicking, trying to figure out what I'm going to do in these 2 days to enjoy this warmth.
You know what I'm doing?
What?
I'm day drinking outside today.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Outside today?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. You got to have a cocktail on the deck.
I mean, I thought we were going to be clearing mulch and working in the yard. Or something like that, but
maybe
nope.
You're doing that.
Oh man!
Right now, I have an excuse. My little brother just got a new job, and we're going to celebrate because he doesn't start work till Monday.
That's great.
I try to do that as an adult too. Give myself enough time to have a bender before it's time to actually show up.
Oh, so what else is going on?
Oh, nothing much. You know, taxes and all that fun stuff.
It's funny you bring up the taxes because I don't know if you heard, but a couple days ago, Raven was complaining on the air about the fact that you didn't adequately prepare your taxes to his standards. And then he talked about yesterday when you actually went to the CPA that you were very well prepared. So it was like he contradicted himself. So I don't know what happened.
Yeah, mine was all in a spreadsheet and color coded. His was like chicken scratch on a notepad.
Well, my wife just didn't share any of this with me until we got there. Big unveiling surprise.
I printed out all of my credit card statements, all of my bank statements weeks ago, told him that they were in the office, and what did he do for 2 weeks? He moved them around, but never actually picked them up and looked at them.
Listen, The ironing board is not a place to store things. It's clearly the dining room table where I put all of our business paperwork.
Where do you eat? You put things on a dining room table.
On the other side of the dining room table.
On the other side.
It's a big dining room table.
Okay. He also said that he's been, like, trying to sneak snacks around your healthy cooking. He says while you cook the healthy meals, he's, like, in a corner eating, like, cookies or something.
Yeah. It's out of control. I'm starving to death, Anna. I can't even take it anymore. And my son keeps coming home with, like, boxes of brownies and eating them with, like, a fork right out of the box. And I heard him the other day. He was like, "Want a brownie?" And it was, like, silent. I was upstairs. I'm like, "Did you just take a brownie?" No,
yeah.
And I could hear him chewing.
It's crazy, right? I'm a floor away eating a brownie and she's mad at me.
Yeah.
Did you volunteer to be on this
I'm trying to be on this healthy kick, but you can't be mad at me if I snag a brownie. Like, you can't be listening from another floor to whether or not I'm eating a brownie. What does that have to do with the choices you're making?
I can tell that it's something delicious because it's the way you're chewing. Like, I can tell. It's when you chew salad, you're not satisfied.
But you can't be mad at me for that. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's not right for you to be angry at another human being when they eat something.
Well,
we're married. I'm allowed to be mad at you for sneaking snacks while I'm eating rabbit food.
Oh, man.
I really want a brownie right now.
Yeah, that would be good.
Me too. And yesterday was National Grilled Cheese Day.
Yeah.
And our favorite burger place was giving away free cheesy burger if you bought one. And nonsense.
All right. Well, all this conversation has done is make me hungry.
Yeah. Right.
I'm starving.
Yeah. So what kind of grade would you like to give your husband this week?
He's getting a C.
Okay.
A C?
Yeah, because I'm eating grapefruit while you're eating brownies. It's not fair.
I feel like she's actually a little bit right here because it's like when you have a partner at the gym. If that partner cancels on you, it's kind of their fault that you didn't go to the gym because you've made that pact together.
Oh, this is nonsense.
Yeah, I would take that C and run if I were you.
The doctor told you you needed to get it together, so.
Right. The doctor told you. Heard that?
Yeah.
Pulled rank right there. It's nonsense.
Mm-hmm.